And that same night, late at night, we had a young person come in, 24-year-old, and didn't know for 3 or 4 hours if we were going to be sending this person up to the ICU to recover or down to the morgue. In fact, I remember at one point during the code, he just stopped and looked at us all and he said, "We will save her."
Mm.
I'm like,
gosh.
okay. And when we got done and the nurses with all the equipment and the tubes took her up to the ICU and housekeeping came in to clean and I was finishing charting, and back in those days it was still by hand, and the doctor was debriefing with the intern. And he was asking him questions. Why do you think I ran the blood gases here? Why do you think I pushed this medicine here? Why did we put a chest tube in at this point? And at one point he stopped and he said to the intern, "Did you notice the guy from housekeeping?"
Everybody gets a story. Nobody gets the story they want, but everybody's story matters uniquely to God. And you do. So, actually, this week, our story is how I spent my summer vacation. Nancy and I are at a secret location in Bozeman, Montana.
I don't know how secret it is.
And we're actually at a camp with our friends Jimmy and Andrea. And I slept really late this morning. You looked over at the bed and said you thought there was a lump in it.
I did. I've never seen you in bed at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And the lump was me.
Oh, my gosh.
But I thought this would be really fun. And that is to have Nance on and talk about, we're talking about stories this week together with you. So this is the first time I've had a guest for a whole week.
Oh, wow.
And it's you.
That's exciting.
We're going to talk about seeing God in our stories. Frederick Buechner has a wonderful line where he talks about the need to pay attention to your life because God is speaking through our actual lives. And as we think about our stories for this week, it's learning, how do I see God present and at work in the story of this day in different areas of life? And today it's about work.
Yes. And gnats, many gnats.
Yeah, there's going to be gnats all week long, so just got to live with the gnats. Nobody gets the gnat they want. When Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, he talks about work, not just when in that context, he was talking to servants, slaves, when your master's eye is on you, be for any of us, we could apply this, and to please people, but with a whole heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters, since you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. So that idea of we get to do work and we can do it with God. And you love work.
I do.
So I'd love to hear from you a story about finding God in work.
No, I love that. Pay attention to your story. I think it's sometimes easy when you're home alone with your Bible, doing your spiritual discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to feel
which
like,
you love.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that right
love.
Now.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel like I'm a good person. I'm a loving person. I think sometimes when you pay attention to your story, you'll see gaps.
Mm.
You'll see ways in which you really are living out the gospel. You'll see ways that other people are living out the gospel that speaks to you. And years ago, I was an emergency room nurse. I really loved my job. And down in the emergency room, you work with a core team of people that you know, but there's always other people coming in and out helping that you don't know. And I remember one night, late at night in the emergency room, we were working with one of the doctors who happened to be a Christ follower. And he was just terrific. Every time you worked with him, you felt like I'm on a team. I'm part of something important. During a code, if there was an appropriate time, he would ask people questions about what they should do next, what he should do next. And it was really all in teaching. He would look at people's name tags when radiology came down or respiratory therapy was there and call people by name and just made us all feel like we were as important as he was to the outcome of this patient. And that same night, late at night, we had a young person come in, 24-year-old, and didn't know for 3 or 4 hours if we were going to be sending this person up to the ICU to recover or down to the morgue. In fact, I remember at one point during the code, he just stopped and looked at us all and he said, "We will save her."
Mm.
I'm like,
gosh.
Okay. And when we got done and the nurses with all the equipment and the tubes took her up to the ICU and housekeeping came in to clean and I was finishing charting, and back in those days it was still by hand, And the doctor was debriefing with the intern. And he was asking him questions. Why do you think I ran the blood gases here? Why do you think I pushed this medicine here? Why did we put a chest tube in at this point? And at one point he stopped and he said to the intern, did you notice the guy from housekeeping? And I was done charting. And I remember I just kept moving my finger like I was still writing because there was no way I was going to miss the next part of this conversation.
So you were kind of lying with your body.
Absolutely, without words. And you could tell by the look on the intern's face that not only had he not noticed the guy, he was quite confused as to why he was being asked this non-medical question. And then the doctor, seeing that response, repeated his question, did you notice the guy from housekeeping? Finally, the intern shook his head and the doctor said, well, the housekeeping department here is really critical. When we're in the middle of a code, there is equipment and papers and all, tubes on the floor and fluids, and they come in and they clean it up so that we don't trip. They put things back so that we can access them when we need them. They're really an important part of our team. And again, the intern, nothing on his face. And then my doctor said with a lot of solemnity, the guy who was in here today, he's probably the best on the housekeeping team. His name is Carlos. His wife's name is Maria. They have four children. They came from Mexico 3 years ago on a green card. He named their children and their kids' ages. And then he said, Carlos and Maria live in an apartment in Santa Ana, a couple miles from here. And then, again, with no response from the intern, my doctor said, I see on the schedule that we're working together next Tuesday night. I have one assignment for you. And of course, the intern was expecting something medical. He said, I want you to come prepared to tell me something about Carlos that I don't already know. And then he slapped him on the shoulder and said, good night. Walked out. It's like, what did I just see? Just such incredible leadership that obviously he's the doctor at the helm of all this. And along with medical knowledge, what he wanted to pass on to the intern was, this is how you treat people. And you make everybody on the team feel important. And, you know, that night was 45 years ago. And I still think of it probably twice a month and think, when do I do that well? When do I fail to do that? And how is living that out such the gospel in my life?
So the invitation today, the command today is, notice the guy from housekeeping.
Yeah.
And as you go through your day, and particularly as we work, who are the people that we were most likely to overlook? Because I think part of what's compelling about the Gospels is, like, Jesus was always noticing people that other people didn't really notice.
Absolutely.
What helps you to notice people? Like you were saying, sometimes you do that well, sometimes you don't. Is it kind of random? Is there anything that you do that helps you to say, yep, I noticed them? Because when you tell that story, I think, I want to be like that, though.
I feel the same way. I think what you just said, sometimes it's reminding myself when I go into a situation to do that. A lot of times it's just looking at their face and realizing in a split moment, they have a story. They have a story. And I get so preoccupied with my story that sometimes reminding myself they have a story. And if I could make them feel like I've been made to feel sometimes part of the group, part of the team, that would just be a great thing.
Yep. No, and remembering everybody's story matters to God. And I do like that idea. There's something about looking somebody right in the face, in the eyes, that makes a connection happen. And then I remember, oh yeah, I'm not the only person sitting here.
Yes.
There's another person sitting here.
One of my colleagues, Gary, when our team is out for a meal, before we place the order, he will always ask the waiter or the waitress, what's your name? Even if it's on their name tag. And then he will use their name throughout the whole meal. Not overly done, but just in a very friendly, warm, welcoming way.
So today, ask their name, look at their face,
hear their story, bring them in and include them.
You have a story, but so does everybody else in your day.
And they don't have the story they want either.
Yep, and you could be part of their story. You can make their story a little better. Thank you.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. And we want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith, or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855-888-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.